At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hot.
Yeah, I keep me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. We're going to be talking some fantasy football trades. If you guys have any trade questions, throw them in there. We're also going to be talking about some fantasy rookie values as well. And yeah, we're just going to be smoking. Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's start it off. Hold on. Let's get a song to smoke it up to here. There we go. All right. Emil, what up? Strangers, shout out to the Houday Nation. Madden's a poor substitute for real football, but at this time of the year, it's all I got. Hey, we do what we can do. Join the fantasy football league with us. You'd like it. Shout out to everyone who's joining in on the stream. What up, Gino? You're talking fantasy trades. You're talking fantasy rookie values. Most of the rookie drafts that we're doing, we're almost done with. And said, I got a lot of learning to do before I can play fantasy football. I only know the Bengals, not the whole league. Trust me, it's a lot easier than you think. Get it. All right. So I'm going to try to pull up some trades here in some different leagues. If you guys made a trade in one of the Hustler leagues, tell me what league it was and I'll go check it out. Willpower, he said, what player would you give up for the 101 in rookie drafts this year? So I guess I'm the wrong person to ask about that because I wouldn't want to buy the 101. A single QB, okay, well, that's different. So then you'd be buying Marvin Harrison Jr. It's not about really what you'd give up. I mean, it's about how bad you want that person, how bad you want Marvin Harrison Jr. If that person even wants to give up the 101, like the way that you got to approach that trade is you got to let the person dictate the value first, let you know what they even want for that. it might be so astronomical that you might not even want it, like, anyways. But, like, a trade for the 101, you definitely have to, like, talk to that person, not just, like, send out, like, a random trade. Because single QB, I mean, people have been salivating at the mouth for Marvin Harrison Jr. for, like, a year or two, depending on what league. Uh-oh. And Tino said, nothing. It's too late. What up, Nikki? She said, hit the like button, you shit sippers. And Tina said, Caleb's already a first ballot Hall of Famer. Would you take him 101 in a single QB league, though? But yeah, you're funny, Tino. I'll tell you one trade that I was, like, super stoked about, like, myself. Okay. I couldn't even believe that on a team where finally doing pretty good, I had a couple good drafts. Like, this league's been around since 2019 or 2020. And like, I woke up, this was like, I think yesterday, we started the draft. And I woke up at like 4:20, let's just say, to like go and take a piss. And I woke up to CMC being offered to me in a trade. What do you guys think about this? And this was just offered to me, and I saw it and accepted it. I received CMC, and I traded away my 110 and 210. What do you guys think about that? No, Tino, not in redraft, single QB dynasty. So where you only start one QB, not a super flex. Tino said veto. Emil said, no, don't do it. I already did it. This is a team that I'm looking to make a push for a championship. Oh, no. I'm receiving CMC. It was Kidda who sent it to me. I got CMC. Of course, man. Like, I wouldn't trade CMC away unless my team is, like, absolute dog shit, you know, besides CMC. I don't know what Kidda's reasoning was. Like I said, I woke up at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. I go to take a piss, and every time, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I just check, you know, just everything. And I woke up and I looked at the sleeper notification. I was like, what the fuck? Kidda proposed to trade to me. And I look, I'm like, what? CMC for the 110 and the 210. And like, you know how in fucking sleeper, it's really weird now how if you open it in the if you open it in the DMs, if you like click on the trade, like the trade goes away. And then you like you have to go to the league, and then you have to get it. Dang it. Okay. And Tina said, if you worry about next year, every year you'll never win a Super Bowl, right? Nikki said the wheels could fall off of C-Mac at any time. Take the long-term value. Oh, well, I took CMC. Will said, I know you got CMC, robbed him. Said, must have thought you were dreaming. I did think I was dreaming. Will said, I might have missed the toilet had I had that deal offered to me. Yeah, I'm still waiting. I mean, this is the first live stream that I've done since then. That was yesterday. I've been doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the live streams. And so I didn't even get a chance to talk about it until now. But yeah. Tino says literally stone cold robbery. Only Caleb and Marvin are worth CMC. And I'm barely worth it at that. It just fell into my lap. I'm barely worth it at that. Well, see, it depends though, because I don't know. I don't know what Kidda, what his team is looking like over there. Like, I still didn't go look. I didn't care. It's like, I'm getting CMC. No way. We're doing it. Especially on a team where running back was my weakest position. as well. Like, that's what also like made this just like insane. Like, I really like, I think it's Mahomes and Derek Carr. So, I mean, obviously my second QB isn't that good. I think I got Baker as well. So at least I got three QBs. And in this league, I'm pretty sure I have Amon-Ra and Devonta Smith. I had like three good years in a row where I really hit on my wide receivers. But, and Will said, who's your other RBs? Aaron Jones, Tony Pollard, Zeke, Ramondre Stevenson. And yeah, and I had Zeke and Tony Pollard when they were, you know, when they're both on the Cowboys. I mean, it didn't work out well enough to win me a championship last year. I was really close. I had the 110, so I finished in the second place, or not the second place, the third place game. But yeah, I needed RB like really, really bad. And yeah, I would have had to jump. Like with this league specifically, I would have had to take an RB with the 110 because the 210, unless I was going to trade for something, pretty much, like, if you're going to get a viable running back this year, like, if your team needs an RB, you have to get one of those three RBs or you're not addressing your RB need. Because besides Brooks, Benson, and Corum, like, we have no idea who's even going to have any kind of value, like, out of these running backs. Tino Sanders literally RB1 last season. He's the last bell cow, and there's not another CMC. everyone else shares. I mean, CMC's still sharing more than he's ever shared, but yeah, for sure, he's as close to a bell cow as we're going to see, and he's so efficient. Like, really, that's what it is. The efficiency is just insane. And Will said, Jones maybe has two good years left. Stevenson should bounce back this year. Definitely a good deal for you. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I didn't have to give up any players. I just had to give up my first and second rounder, and those were going to be two offensive guys. But come on, we've seen what kind of guys you're getting at the 110. I've been in enough drafts now where with the 110, I mean, you might be able to get Worthy. I mean, he's been kind of jumping up a little bit higher and higher, just kind of depending on, you know, what league and the hype around him in your league specifically. But Worthy, Brian Thomas, who else is going in that range? Man, I in one league, I got Rome at the 1-9. But it's crazy that, like, in some circles, Rome could even fall to, like, the 1-9 or 1-10. I mean, you have to get lucky if that happens. And every time Rome fell to me at the 1-9, and I don't think he ever fell to me at the 1-10, but I got him in two places at the 1-9. I was like, fuck. I don't even want him, but, I have to take him at this at the 1-9, like, no matter what. And LA Azteca said, good morning, 420. You're going to be showing the Canelo fight. It's probably going to be a back and forth of Canelo and MMA, for sure. And Nikki said, don't mean to rain on your parade, but you virtually removed yourself from a draft for a 28-year-old RB. Well, so we have seven. There is IDP, so we have seven rounds, and that's almost to me in the third round. But yeah, hell yeah. I removed myself from the first and second round. So literally just what I said. Okay, so here's some of the people that I would have been able to get at the 110, at least on average, because I don't even know in this one. I haven't even looked at the draft. I don't even care. I got CMC. I'm still riding a high from yesterday. But at the 110, you're getting maybe Xavier Worthy. Brian Thomas Jr. is around that range. You can get any three of the running backs. You can have your choice at the running backs because sometimes one of those guys will go, whether it's Jonathan Brooks or Blake Corum. I haven't seen Benson go in the first at all. So, I could get my choice of one of those three running backs there, which I'm probably still taking Brooks, like, number one, if I am taking a running back there. You can have your pick of like all the other wide receivers, like after that. Like, it's really Thomas and Worthy who are kind of being taken like right in that area, 1-8, 1-9, 1-10, 1-11, like in that area, usually both those guys go. But then you can have your pick of the litter, like after that, if those guys are gone, Keon Coleman, who else is kind of going in that range? Ladd McConkey is going like there, early second. So, I mean, that's one of the players that I'd be able to get. And then the second set of guys, all three of those running backs are gone for sure. There may be a running back or two gone besides that. Every single QB is already gone at that point, even Michael Penix. All five guys are usually gone before you get to the 110 in the QBs, like Caleb through Bo Nix and then Michael Penix. I've seen him go in the first round. I've seen him go in the early second round as well. But that the 210 is a crapshoot. Like I hate that range of the drafts because everybody who you really, really want at that point is gone. They're all gone. Like you have all six QBs that are gone. Like what pick is that overall? So that would be the 22nd pick overall. You've got like Brock Bowers is gone. So that'd be seven with the QBs. And then you have at least three running backs. So what would that be? That would be 7, 10. And then you have at least 10 to 12 wide receivers like off the board. Now I'm not saying I don't like any of those guys, but you have to get them with the second round pick like at that point. So yeah, CMC over any two of those guys combined. Any two of those guys combined. We're shooting for a championship. We're not shooting. I mean, I want long-term success for sure, but my wide receiver room stacked. Like now I've had like three really good drafts like in a row with my wide receivers, because that was one of the ones that, that the positions that I really targeted in the lot, cause I needed it. I don't really remember what happened in this draft, but I had Mahomes. I know I drafted him first, and then, yeah, I'm really not sure how things played out. Like after that, the draft was so long ago. And Chase said Odell to Miami was unexpected. It was a 3-year deal. He's not, you know, he's not, he's like a fantasy wide receiver 4 or fantasy wide receiver 5. So we're talking, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, like ranked guy. Maybe he has one good game if somebody gets hurt, knock on wood, because we don't want, made something fall. But yeah, do not. Will said you could have a sneaky good rookie later in the draft and early in the waiver wire. Yeah, and I like one of my sneaky good picks was Amon-Ra St. Brown when he was a rookie. I think I got him in like the 3rd round or something like that. Maybe even the 4th round, because I mean, he was a 4th round wide receiver. Like the equivalent of getting a Puka last year, where you're getting him in like 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round. And get him literally anywhere. Tino said no rookie RB got drafted into a starting role. Exactly. Yeah, because even Brooks, he's going to be behind Chuba to start? And Will said, where'd Puka go last year? Like, yeah, and nowhere before the 4th round. Like, super flex. I'm only talking super flex. But yeah, nowhere before the 4th round. And even then, super flex, I mean, that only accounts for a couple extra, like, draft picks anyways in these rookie drafts. But, yeah, 4th round, 5th round, 6th round. I mean, he's going super late. I mean, he was a 5th round drafted wide receiver. So, like, look at, like, who's a 5th round wide receiver that I could think of? Devontae Walker to the Ravens. 5th round guy. You know, I mean, besides Zay Flowers, I mean, there's not really much, like, in front of him necessarily. But, like, yeah, I mean, you can get him 4th, 5th, 6th round. Like, it really just depends on your league. But you can get him so, so late. And, yeah, like, that was like a Puka, like, last year. Like, nobody's going crazy over a 5th round drafted wide receiver. Like, I mean, there's some people who will come in after the fact who will be like, I told you, Puka. Like, oh, you told us before the draft? Or you told us, like, after training camp and all that kind of shit. So, yeah, nobody was really, like, no one's drafting Puka with a 2nd round rookie pick, you know, last year. Like, there was no kind of hype around him. Tino said, Miles and Tariq. He said, that RB room stacked. And Will said, what about the RBs that the Chargers drafted? Name escapes me. Who is the guy that the Chargers drafted? Kimani Vidal? No fucking idea. No idea, but he's a sixth round running back. So he's someone, he's not even going to get drafted in fantasy. I mean, I didn't even know who the fuck, I didn't even know what his name was until right now, until he looked it up.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
But yeah, that's something like a lot of these peeps, we're going to, you know, the running backs, especially like, I have them ranked, but outside of the top three, it's almost like I don't even care. Like, I don't care. I mean, not that I won't draft any of them, but there's going to be such crapshoots. Like, we're going to have to be following this all the way. You know, we want to hear the rookie camp buzz and all that kind of shit. But really, it's going to come down to what they do in preseason and kind of the noise that we're hearing in preseason. So that's going to be like the super, super, super time to be paying attention to these running backs. It's a really bad running back class. It really is. And Johnny, salute. Tino says Gus's backfield. Pretty much. Yep. Chase said McConkey. Yeah, we were talking about the running back, but yeah, there's the first guy. Will said behind Gus and JK. Yes, him. Research him. Yeah. I mean, sixth round guy. Well, you know, I don't in Dynasty. Like, yeah, there will be instances where I will have third string running backs, you know, on my team, but it's tough to just like hold a bunch of those guys, like taxi squad guy for sure. That's the guy that we want to get in there. And Will says bell cow potential. We got, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, that's, you know, like six round drafted guy. Like, that means like how many teams are in? I mean, it's 32 teams in the NFL. I mean, there's so many picks that went by before him. Like, I get it that, you know, everybody's talented, but he's got to prove it. He's got to prove it. He said, draft him late and thank me later. Kind of have no reason to yet. Nobody's drafting him. So I don't really have a reason to. Could pick him up as a free agent, though. Tino said the only RB. And you know what? And just because I'm going to go add him to my watch list at least. Because that's one thing. Then we won't be. Let's see. There we go. All right. Perfect. He's on the watch list now. So now I'll know anywhere where I'm picking up. Anywhere where I'm picking up some waiver wire guys, he'll be amongst that. He'll be amongst that list. All right. And if anybody's curious about any rookie for fantasy and like curious what kind of their value is, I've so many drafts have happened now. I have a very, very good pulse on the value of a lot of these guys now, at least where they're going in drafts. I mean, trade value is different, but if you have trade questions or if you have a question about any rookie player's value in general, I can help you out with that. Just throw them in the chat. And Will said, just look at who's ahead of him. He said two walking Band-Aids. That's true. It's very true. They also have a bad line, though. I know they took Joe Alt. Uh-oh. Tino said, Estime is Sean Payton's new Ingram. You think so? I mean, Ingram was a first-round drafted guy, a very, very highly touted player coming out of college. I mean, that's pretty disrespectful to Mark Ingram. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm curious how they are going to be using him over there, because Estime, what is he? He's also a fifth-round draft pick, right? Let's see. Where is it? Fifth round drafted guy. Nikki said, out of the 305 and the 405 in a single QB 10 team league, who do you like in those ranges? So single QB, I mean, shit, you might be able to get a, I mean, I don't know. Like, single QB is kind of tough, because like, If Caleb was there with the 305, I might take him there. Single QB though, so that would be hard. I mean, you're gonna be amongst the weeds, like there. Players that I like there: Luke McCaffrey, Malachi Corley, the guy from the Jets. Like those guys have kind of been falling to the 3 and 4 range. I mean, those would be the guys who I would probably be prioritizing if they were there, which they should be. They should be. Because some, I mean, I've seen Corley go way later than the, I mean, I got him in the 5th round in one. Same with Luke McCaffrey. I get him in the 4th a lot. So, and those are super flex leagues. So maybe you add like 6 picks, like on top of that, maybe 7 picks. Sometimes I see Spencer Rattler go somewhere in the 3rd round. But yeah, those would be my main 2 targets in that area. Tino said, I think Estime could be better. He's faster. Okay. Says Timmy's on steroids. I guarantee it. He's built like Brock Lesnar. Really? What is his build? What is his build? Let's go see what they have him build as in what's it called in sleeper. 5'11", 221. I mean, that's a brick shit house for sure. That's a 200-pound bowling ball rolling right at you. Those are the guys that it hurts to tackle. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't even know if I have him. And like, I might have got him in, like, one of the drafts. And what? Tim said, how should you type S Tim and no shirt? No, I just looked on Sleeper. I had Sleeper up when I was when I added the other dude to the watch list, the Chargers guy. And it said that he was, what I say, 5'11", 221, whatever. No, didn't look him up with no shirt. He said 230 and a 6-pack. Fucking insane. Better be. When your job is sports, it better be. It better be. Right. So today's going to be a short one. Had to go take in my car. Deal with that shit. So yeah, we got some things we got to take care of, but yeah, so fucking annoying. This damn car, so many things. I was telling you guys about the transmission and, yeah, took it in. Yeah. I've been 230 chugging 6-packs before. There you go, Johnny. Well, so take me back to the 2000s where we didn't have much of the internet. We had to rely on the magazine write-ups. Yeah, for sure. And back then, I mean, I wasn't even like, I would not be paying attention in May because nobody else was. And, you know, dynasty leagues, I mean, shit, there's, I mean, just way different. Like, yeah, just way different. Like, I didn't even start getting in dynasty leagues until like 2018, 2019, like around that range. Chase said, sometimes I wish I was a mechanic, hella expensive. Yeah, for sure. But unless you're a mobile mechanic, you're just like an employee of a shop, you know, and usually it's a shop who's making most of the money. Remember, Will, going to a live draft and you going and having a and you having a magazine. And then there'd be some dumbass who was at the fucking, who was at the draft, who was like, hey, let me check out your magazine, bro. And like, motherfucker, like, what the hell? I went and bought this shit from Barnes & Noble. God damn it. I had to spend the $10 or whatever the fuck it was. I already have my notes in here. And now you want to see my magazine? Shannon said, at least if you replace it, you should have your choice of vehicles. So we have a 6'5" kid, so I can only buy stuff with a tall roof. Oh, man. And Tino said, bro, he said, my daughter got into collecting vinyls recently. We went to a record store. I said, bro, I haven't been to a record store in like 20 years. And he said, record stores sell DVDs now. Well, they have for a while, Tino. Record stores have pretty much been multi-purpose entertainment shops for a while because, yeah, they're record stores, but they still got the CDs. They got the, I mean, shit, depending on how far you went back. I mean, some of them have the section of tapes as well. And then you got the vinyls, but then you got a whole media section of DVDs. Yeah, Will said, then you never get it back. Exactly. Some bullshit. Nikki said waiver wire Chark to the Chargers, and then Claypool to Buffalo. Who you taking? Chark to the Chargers. Yeah, Claypool sucks. It's garbage. It's garbage. Will said, fuck you. Get your own mags. Tina said 50% of the store was DVDs. They have a rare DVD section. They're collector's items. Said, bro, like 50%. I believe it because, like, you know, the vinyl, I mean, shit, it's not even, like, you really got to be a collector to go start collecting, like, some vinyl stuff because, I mean, first off, are you even using it? Like, probably not. Like, it's not like DJs are going in there, like, anymore. Like, I know there are still some DJs who spin vinyl, but now it's like, why would you when it's all like digital and like you could just bring your computer instead of bringing fucking crates and crates and crates of fucking vinyl. So yeah, the only way that I feel like people even use vinyl anymore is if like they have their setup in the they have their setup in their house and they're doing it like on TikTok Live or like you know, something like that. And Tino said, they sell new vinyls. I know they do. Because, yeah, there are still people who go out and buy vinyls to, like, play them. I mean, it's very, very few and far between. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, there's going to be people who collect literally anything. So, yeah, vinyls for sure. Johnny said, now I just show up to my DJ gigs with a thumb drive, right? I mean, what's harder? You know, going around like Belial in a house party carrying all your shit, you know, or like... Yeah, a computer, a thumb drive. Strange said, if you're looking for vinyl, take a tip from me, estate sales. For sure. For sure. Yeah, estate sales and garage sales. Like, the older the person is who has the garage sale, the more likely that they actually have some vinyls there. Tino said, he said the one thumb drive got a whole record store in it too. Exactly, right? Like, I mean, can't even imagine how it was for like a DJ back in the day having to literally carry that much fucking equipment. And I know you're not carrying it all in one, but yeah, I mean, it's crazy the amount of equipment that you used to have as a DJ. Sharon says, state sales are good. Usually the kids are not interested in the parents' music. For sure. For sure. All right, we're going to get one more bowl. Then I got to get out of here, go deal with this car situation. And yeah, tomorrow, MMA, Canelo fight, be ready. MMA 301, I believe it is, UFC 301. And then the Canelo fight, totally separate. Yep, Tino, the Dolphins signed OBJ, $3 million, $3 million. So yeah, he is he's not the OBJ of old. That's for sure. He's fallen very far. Yeah. Tina said Johnny said having a gig of data in your pocket is way easier for sure. And damn, yeah, how many, man, 1 gigabyte of music, like how much is that? Like that has to be so much. Has to be so many tracks. How many tracks? I mean, shit. Even with the iPods back in the day, what, you had like 10 megabytes or 100 megabytes or something, and that was like 100 songs or like something. Is that what it is? Like 1 megabyte per song? Maybe not even, huh? Sharon said, do estate sales for gold mining equipment too. They usually get a whole pile of value, yeah, for one item or less. Tina said they got OBJ and the Cheetah. What the fuck? Sounds like a Madden-built team. Yeah, Johnny said thousands. I assume maybe 1,000 albums, right? Like, if not more. Well, so you think OBJ cuts into Waddle's production? Hell no. No way. Not even close. And Will said, fuck, I'm Napster old, burning my own CDs. Exactly. I still have booklets of CDs somewhere. I mean, I don't even listen to them. I don't even have a drive. Well, actually, I do have a drive on a computer that I don't use anymore that still has a CD drive. But yeah, it's CD days are over. Sucks. Like, it's just worth it to pay $15 a month for Apple Music to just get everything. Yeah, and it sucks too because I hate paying that shit, but it's a necessary evil. Now just put on the tax write-offs as well, because that's the office music. Will said, good old anti-skip CD technology. And it never really worked, right? I mean, I guess it did, because if you didn't have the skip technology and you were on the bus or something, you know, like, you literally had to, like, hold it in your hand and just, like, you know, bouncing with whatever. But if it was on your lap or, like, in your backpack or whatever, and you were on the bus and you didn't have the anti-skip shit, like, yeah, it's skipping every second. Every second. Tina said the anti-skip gets you like 15 seconds or 50 seconds. Stranger said somewhere I still have custom karaoke CDs. Nice. Nice. Yeah. And I mean, it was all about creating your own shit. Like, as well, like, it was cool having the albums, and I would always, you know, burn the albums like that I'd like. And because I never, even if I bought the CD, I would burn the album, and I wouldn't take the actual CD like in the car. So I still have all these like old ass albums. And really, like, I mean, it's more underground albums than like anything, but yeah, the Slim Shady and Marshall Mathers and the Eminem Show and D12 shit, like all of those. I mean, I had them and I burned them. And then, cause yeah, there's multiple times where those CDs just got fucked up and yeah, couldn't use them anymore and just burned another one. Will Power said, Will's Thrills, Volume 1 through 16. And that was back, man, I mean, depending on how long the tracks were, like, you see, you could sometimes fit up to 18 tracks, like, on the CDs. That's fucking hilarious. Will's Thrills, Volume 1 through 16. That's fucking hilarious. All right. I'm gonna get up out of here. Shout out. What up, Song? He said back in 2000, they stole my car. I had like 200 CDs in a booklet. Those bastards. You're more worried about the booklet getting jacked than the whole car getting jacked, huh? Because, I mean, you're going to get insurance on the car, assuming that, you know, you have full coverage or whatever. But yeah, you ain't getting those fucking CDs back. Those are gone forever. I remember one time, it was bullshit. My car got broken into. It was the one time where I went to TJ with some other motherfuckers who were like, man, don't pay for that parking. Let's go over here. And then my fucking car got broken into. Like, you fucking idiot. Like, that's why we fucking do that. And yeah. And Tina said, remember CD changers? Yeah. Yeah. I never had one, but I was always doing it the old fashioned way. Tina said, I felt like my car was Spotify in the 90s. Strange that I can safely talk about my custom karaoke CDs. Statue of limitations has run out. Will said, just like your wallet, give me your give me my wallet back, keep the cash. Songs of Hell had a couple months back, I changed it. Oh, to liability, stole the car too. Damn, and 91 Acura Integ. Fuck, I had what I can't remember what year Integ I had. Might have been an 05 or an 06, I can't remember. One of the hatchback ones, so fucking nice. I want to get it back. Yeah, Will said, give my CDs back, you bitch. Yes, fuckers. All right. Hey, and shout out to Devo on Instagram. We're about to get up out of here. And we'll see you guys tomorrow for the fights. Also, might be coming back. We're going to get Hess on the show here. We're going to be talking about the schedule 3 change for cannabis and kind of the impacts that it's going to have on the cannabis industry and, you know, just different states around the country. And don't forget, guys, I made it free for people who want to join just to support the 420crew.org. You can track the cheaper dynasty leagues that we have, the $30 and $55 ones. You can track the best ball tourney as well, and you can track the squares. So we got a lot of things like going on, and you can join for free, still be a part of some things over there. You don't get access to everything, but you'll get access to a bunch of things over there. So go join the crew. And yeah, we'll see you guys later. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Ethan, on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans. Here comes the boom! 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.